Paging the doctor to come to the emergency room. There's no doctor here. We only have the music therapist. Oh well, I guess that'll have to do.
WPEB 88.1 FM, your community radio station in West Philly.
Yo, what's up? This Bahama D, the original B-girl, all up in your atmosphere. And you are checking out DJ Lisa Love.
The Remedy.
Yeah, we got a special show for y'all today. Couple surprises, some good things, some fun things. So I just want y'all to sit back and enjoy yourselves. Once again, I'm DJ Lisa Love. I'll be right here with you till 6 p.m. today. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a hot show. We got some good things coming up. We got one good surprise coming up right after this song. Stay tuned. I'm DJ Lisa Love. Let's rock out. Lisa Love.
It's alright.
Stay tuned for the exclusive interview right here coming up next. Ha ha!
Lisa Love, what's good, baby? All right, man, good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I'm glad that you, came through Philly. You blessed and killed it.
Man, Philly blessed me back, too. You know, Philly's been, you know, a very, very important place for me in my musical career. Big up Jack Herrera, you know, Dominique Quinn, superstar, you know, Philly's own, you know what I mean? So, you know, we got a deep background, you know what I mean? The connection between me and Philadelphia, as well as just everything I've been able to do on my own, you know what I mean? As John B, you guys have completely supported me, you know, in every effort that I've given, man, whether it's been on a major label or like right now when I'm only releasing 30,000 copies of a CD that's limited edition, you know what I mean? It's like the love is there, y'all. So just thank you for holding me down, man, from the heart.
That's what's up. It's funny you said something about your 30,000 that you put out there. Yeah. DJ Lisa Love got one of those 30,000.
Yes, you do. And that's what's up, because you came with that, and I was like, yo, that means the world to me. I mean, honestly, my fans and my family out there that know I put a record out, I mean, they'll go and get it, you know what I mean? Just off the strength, you know. They don't have to hear of a single. They don't got to see a video. They just know off the strength, you know. I came to do my you know what I mean, and just let you have that good music again. So, I mean, honestly, just stay with me. I promise not to let y'all down, and just keep making this good music from my heart. And I mean, that's really all there is. You know what I'm saying? This is what my purpose is here. So, I mean, when I get the support that I need, regardless of whether it's on, you know, a scale that, you know, it's like who is to judge on what is a successful record now? You know what I mean? To me, the success was accomplished when I finished the record. You know what I mean? That it was a success, and the rest is all extra, man. So,
well, you know what we're gonna play right now? We're gonna play track one off of it. You know what I mean? Oh, so sexy. Yeah, I'm feeling that joint. That's hot.
I appreciate it, man. Featuring my boy Paul Wall. You know, I mean, you know, the good thing about collaborating with Paul is like we're basically like the same dude. He's just in rap and I'm in R&B, you know what I mean? And I mean, but there's so much heart and soul in that guy, man. I had to work with him. I had to know him as a person, you know what I mean? It was bigger than just us getting together as two artists. I mean, we're brothers now, you know what I mean? Brothers from other mothers, and you know, it is what it is. It's like he's holding down his territory, doing what it takes to support his family and to get his creative Jones off, you know? And the same thing with me. It's like we're in the same place with our lives, so I think it's special that two brothers can get together and compliment each other like we did on this record, you know what I mean? And big shout out my man Mr. Lee on the track, you know? It is what it is.
Let's check it out.
Like Cinderella, she down like four flats. My baby girl is real. She done weathered the storm and baby down with me still.
Yeah.
Yo, that track was fire.
Fire, all right, man. Good luck, man. Appreciate you.
But you got a record that you really pushing now, on you know, for the public. So yeah. tell us about that one.
I mean, there's lots of movements on the record. You know what I mean? One of my favorite joints on the album, though, is a single that's out right now. Drops of Rain, it's called. And I'm basically talking about a woman's body. You know what I mean? A woman's, you know, just everything a woman does to me basically is like, when I'm really feeling her, it's like drops of rain, you know what I mean? Like, and honestly, I think that anybody can really understand. When you hear the record, it's gonna be self-explanatory what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? But it's just, hey man, you know, it's one of those joints where you gotta hear it, and please, you know what I'm saying, play the people what, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. Let them hear a little something, man.
Yeah, I got you. We're gonna put that on right now. Check this out, y'all. Definitely gonna be a hit, yo.
Appreciate it.
And we're gonna push that right here at WPEB every chance we get, no doubt. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm pushing it everywhere I spend.
Hey, man, big ups to you. Thank you, man.
I've always liked your style. It's so soul and so pure and so genuine. Like,
thank you.
So, as a DJ, I'm going to always play your stuff. I still play your stuff. And one of my all-time favorite, and you did it on stage.
Okay.
Like, don't talk.
Okay. Actually, you know, we
all right with you.
we did Rock With You too, Michael Jackson, which is a tribute to my boy. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, and just, man.
Y'all missed a great show. Y'all missed a great show.
It was a good night, man. Philly, you know, they told me Philly, like, y'all are like a hard crowd to win over. You know what I mean? So it just means a lot to me that people responded the way they did with such, you know, such passion and such love, man. Because honestly, it's whenever I can change the mood of a room and have everybody going from being kind of mellow to like a little bit hyper and they're bouncing, nodding their heads, you know, that's a magical feeling, man, you know?
Honestly. Yeah, well, Philly loves you as well. And, you know, definitely, like I said, we're going to keep blessing you. I'm definitely going to play your stuff in the club, and I'm going to play it on the radio every chance I get, everywhere I'm at. I'm definitely, and I've never stopped playing any of your songs. So, I mean, just in on my chill mode, me and, you know what I mean, the peoples, we just sit back and we listen to your joints because it's genuine, and we genuinely love you. Like, and for you to come through Philly and bless us is just a wonderful thing. And my family, they came and they enjoyed it as well.
Nice,
it's like,
nice.
Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, I love to be back more consistently back into Philly. And, you know, I want to encourage all the promoters out here. You know, anybody who wants a show, please don't hesitate to call, because this is what we do, you know. And, you know, it's been a trip because I've been hollered at before, but not too much, you know what I'm saying, for Philly. So really, I encourage people, if you want to see my live show, tell them promoters, bring John B to Philly again, all right? For real, because honestly, I'm going to be back anyway on my own mission. But, you know, right now it's an independent grind. I've been in the streets, like, shaking hands and meeting a lot of cool people out here, man. Y'all got a really, really cool vibe about you in here in Philly, man. It's a golden scene out here, man, for real. So honestly, I encourage everybody to go out and support your boy, John B here, speaking to you, helpless romantic, for all the helpless romantics out there who can't help but just be the way you are, you know what I mean? Hey, I got that medicine for you, all right, for real.
That's what's up, yo. WPB, on behalf of WPB 88.1 FM, I really appreciate you, you know what I mean, speaking with me, blessing Philadelphia and blessing us with this interview. Just like, yo, definitely we're gonna rock out a couple more of your songs and just, you know what I mean, show you some love. And just because you here, and they don't stop here. You know, you definitely gonna get some spins.
It's the beginning of the grind,
that's it, all over, for sure.
We going right back to 95, starting all again, man. It's just 2009 now, you know what I mean?
No doubt. So, man, thanks a lot for coming through. We love you. You know you're welcome here anytime. Like, yo, and if you ever need a remix again, you know, holla at your girl.
Hey, for sure, man. Philly love, you already know, baby. They don't know.
Heard about the past, things I used to do, the games I used to play, the girls that didn't last. I never saw your mind, think I'm doing wrong. Can I say what is real? You are the only one. When I'm not around, do you think of me? Or what the jealous ones are claiming me to be? You should know by now that it's gonna take a lot of trust from you for us to make it through. You should know, baby, you're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just wanna love you. Cake and eat it too. Maybe my past, but you changed me now. Now that I've learned to love, it's you that showed me how.
Your love's so real, I'd be a fool to play
around with you. I want to stay with you. You should know by now that it's gonna take a lot of trust from you for us to make it through. You should know it. You're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just wanna love you.
WPEB 88.1 FM.
This is a celebration, dedication's overdue, as a song plays through the nation. The world will learn to appreciate you like I do. Oh. Ooh, I can't help it. You know. Like a villa with a private pool, and the caterer's me serving you. My boys gon' think I'm slipping, but that's just what they do. Cause pimping is so overrated compared to making love to my baby. Hey, you know I'm a helpless fancy. Yeah.
Cause he finally understands.
Someone else has been not messing up.
Cause you know I don't want him.
That was the title track, Helpless Romantic, another one by John B. We had John B right here live, right here at WPB 88.1 FM. We're going to play one more song, and then I'm going to show y'all what y'all missed last Thursday when he got it in at the concert at Lux Lounge at Philly Live Pod. This next joint is called Get What You Want. Yeah.
Come on. Let's go. The floor. Yeah, just dance with me. Just come on. Slowly.
Guess there comes a time, yeah, when you need to let it go for sure. You know, stress don't leave nobody alone. That's why you see so many on the floor. But it gets better by the minute you feel it. Like it's medicine for your soul. Oh, feelings taking over this time. Yes, tonight it seems to naturally flow. Cause tonight,
you won't let it go. You have a good time. What's wrong when I reach your eye? What's the way from the outside?
How I feel tonight, yeah. Baby, from over there you look so good. But from right here you're feeling just right.
You're so fluid, girl. The way you twist your body can't be mad at you. I'm serious, yeah. The way I control you.
I'm working on it tonight.
What's wrong when I reach your eye?
WPEB 88.1 FM, your community radio station in West Philly.
I wanna make you feel right tonight. I wanna make you feel good tonight. Oh, baby. I wanna make you feel good tonight. I wanna make you feel right tonight. I wanna make you feel good tonight. Baby, I had to stop for a second on the balcony. Just go up and down like a fly to me. All dressed up and wearing emotions. Let me say it right. And that you can't handle it on your own. But you're too damn bad, you can't know. Can I come over with you? So you, I will make it so. Come on, but you just move on. Take a seat, but I got you feeling dizzy. So right with me, and it's so right with you. Oh, baby, so tall, but you just move with me. Take a sip, but I got you feeling dizzy. It's alright with me, and it's alright with you. Oh, baby, yeah. I think I'm behind this place with a corner of you. Spinning on, just getting back no more. I'll press play, and I know you're there too. And it's alright, but I mean, I'm a man, I'ma be a gentleman. And if this video, you could tell me, but best way she put me close to sit down again. Oh, don't tell, I'm just going with me. Take a sip, gotta get your feeling dizzy. It's alright with you, alright with me, and it's alright with you. Oh, baby girl, baby just go with me. Take a sip, gotta get your feeling dizzy. Take a sip, alright with me, and it's alright with you. Oh, 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 it's alright, it's a pleasure night. You came out to enjoy yourself. It's on you and nobody else.
John B right here, and I'm chilling with my girl, my family right here. This is a loved one right here, Lisa Love. You know how she does, man, holding Philly down, holding me down, all the way back in Cali, you know what I'm saying, where the sun shines, we shine it all the way out here, baby, because of people like you, Lisa Love, and And I got a scratchy voice and everything, y'all, because I just finished rocking the show with Lisa Love. So holler at that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome
The Remedy with DJ Lisa Love.
Best DJ.
The music therapist on WBEB 88.1 FM in Philadelphia.
Give me my money right now. Give me my money right now. Give me my money right now. Give me my money right
now.
DJ Lisa Love.
Achieving debt freedom is like achieving any other worthwhile goal. First of all, you have to establish the goal. And you may have studied goal achievement in the past, and I'm certain what you heard was, to establish a goal, it has to be something specific. You have to put it down in writing. It has to have a completion date. Without a completion date, it's not a goal, it's just a wish. Now, my cascading debt elimination system, which we're going to cover in the next session, will tell you the month and year you'll be completely debt-free. That will make it a concrete goal. You will have specificity in writing when you work out the plan with a completion date. Now, you also have to find or shape within yourself the character to follow the plan through to the finish. That starts with total self-honesty. If you're going to lie to yourself and cheat a lot, you may as well not waste your time. If you're going to be honest, the next thing you need is self-direction. See, I won't be around to look over your shoulder and keep you on track. You have to do that for yourself. And this will all take self-discipline. This may be the toughest part, at least in the beginning. But you have the most to gain and the most to lose. So find self-discipline within you and ignore the whining that will inevitably come from your emotions. Now, all of this is impossible if you don't take 100% responsibility for both where you are now and where you're going in the future. As I said in an earlier session, responsibility gives you responsibility. If it's totally up to you, you only need your cooperation to turn things around. Only two letters separate winning from whining. If you see yourself as some kind of victim in this life, you'll remain powerless to change your situation. Victims can only hope the victimizer decides to make things better for them. Well, people love winners, but don't want to be around whiners. So change those letters and be a winner. Don't listen to the whining, because I'm going to tell you, it'll happen. The first time you want something and you have to tell yourself, no, you can't slap down a credit card, you're going to go into the big wah, wah, wah. But I say, wah, 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 call a whambulance. There's no time for self-pity. There's no time for whining. You've got to be tough and be ready to tough it out in the beginning. Because what's going to happen is you're going to start to pay off debts rather quickly. Within a few months, one or more debts will be gone. Gone. So you're going to have what used to be the monthly payments for those debts back into your positive cash flow every month. That will motivate you. And the whining will naturally change to winning. But in the beginning, the winning will have to overcome the whining. And that's not possible unless you focus. This system is about focus. You can see where a lack of focus has put you up to now. I mean, most people's financial strategy is about 1 month long. They just want to get through this month without running out of money. They don't focus the power of their income or other resources on anything greater than their next vacation. In fact, most people put more effort into planning their next vacation than they do into planning their lives. An example of the focusing power that you need is something that we're probably all familiar with. Think about a magnifying glass, or as my little grandson would say, a magrifier. Take that magrifier and hold it out in the sunlight. Now, when you stand out in the sunlight, you are standing in the radiation of the most powerful energy source in our solar system, the energy of the sun. But what's it doing to you? You don't see many people bursting into flame walking down the street. However, if you focus the energy of that sunlight with a magnifier and make the little dot on the piece of paper by focusing it, that piece of paper will indeed burst into flame because the energy has been focused. Another example is my right eye. Now, you might be wondering what my right eye has to do with this, but I actually had a condition at one time with my right eye where the cornea had a bump on it, and so it couldn't focus. To focus, a lens has to have a very smooth, curved surface. Well, my cornea on my right eye did not have that smooth surface, and I could not focus at all in that eye. That eye would see light, it would see colors, it would see big blobs moving around, but it could not put any definition to those images. It was out of focus. Well, I had a cornea transplant, and they put a new cornea on my eye, and all of a sudden it was smooth and I could focus. So overnight, my eye went from not being able to see to being able to see because it could focus. Now, the cascading debt elimination system that you're going to learn about in the next session is all about focus. It focuses the accelerator margin, which we will explain, on your debts to eliminate them rapidly. You will begin to see your debts paid off quickly, and that will build a sense of momentum. You also need to focus on yourself. This transformation is about more than your finances. You're going to have an opportunity here to become literally a new person, to redesign your life. So spend about 30 minutes a day, I would recommend this, with yourself. Spend some quiet time. It could be in your car as you go to work. You know, maybe shut the radio off and listen for a while just to what you're saying to yourself. Spend some time with you and decide who you really want to be. Because you are going to have that option. You know, most people can't really live out their dreams, can't really be the person they really wish they could be or do the work they really wish they could do because they're busy having to do something they maybe don't like because they have to pay the bills. You're going to get beyond that point. You're once again going to have the opportunity to decide, what do I really want to do? Who do I really want to be? Now, next time you look in the mirror, congratulate that person for having the courage, for taking uncommon action, and for successfully moving towards goals of his or her choice. So that's focusing on yourself, but you also have to focus on others because others will likely be involved in this financial transformation in your life. Never sacrifice the things money can't buy just to get the things money can buy. Use things and love people. Don't use people and love things. In the Bible, it says it's more blessed to give than to receive, and that's true. You know, I've experienced in my life the most joy that you can ever get, the longest lasting true joy that you can get, comes from what you give to or do for other people, not for what you do for yourself. That gives you a little burst to feel good, but the true joy comes from having an other focus. Now, especially focus on loved ones who are going to share this new life with you. Include them in your planning and decision making. And really listen with your heart to what they have to say. You may have to do a little negotiating. And if you're not too good at that, I might recommend you contact Nightingale Conant and ask them what programs they have from Roger Dawson. He can give you a lot of ways to negotiate where everybody wins and nobody has to lose. So that's a program I would recommend to you. The bottom line is that losers let life happen to them. Winners make life happen. So I want to help you become a winner with the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. See, we're going to be following the law of cause and effect. You've probably heard that term. And what it really means is the law of actions and results. The actions you have taken in your life and the results you've gotten. We've talked about being 100% responsible for where you are. Well, how you got there were the actions you took, and now you are living and experiencing the results of those actions, the law of cause and effect. If you don't like the results in your life, change the actions that are producing those results. You could also call this the famous law of sowing and reaping that comes out of the Bible. What that means is what you sow, that's what you get back in the harvest. If you sow corn, if you plant corn in the ground, you're going to harvest corn. If you plant beans, you'll harvest beans. Nobody in their right mind would expect to plant corn and harvest beans. You will reap exactly what you sow. If you sow the seeds of financial destruction by consuming your wealth on unimportant stuff and using credit to get it, you'll reap the financial destruction you've sown. On the other hand, if you sow the seeds of transforming debt into wealth, you'll harvest wealth. If you want a better harvest, sow better seeds.
Yeah, this is DJ Lisa Love. I had to bless y'all with the money, because we missed that last week, so I didn't want to have you miss it 2 weeks in a row, because we had a special show last week. And we also got a special show this week as well. We have a couple other special guests coming through. I hope y'all enjoyed John B. being right here with us and listening to, in the end, his live performance that he did at Philly Live Pod last Thursday. So he has like really spent some time with us and showed us a lot of love. Before I move on, I just want to take like 4 minutes just to remember Sister Aaliyah. May she rest in peace. And it's a remix that I did for her the year that she died. So sit back and enjoy this remix.
Try it. These branches, memories I can't.